Lift him up, October 2. Laborers with him. Ye are the light of the world. Our Lord designed that his church should reflect to the world the fullness and sufficiency that we find in him. We are constantly receiving of God's bounty, and by imparting of the same, we are to represent to the world the love and beneficence of Christ. While all heaven is astir, dispatching messengers to every part of the earth to carry forward the work of redemption, the Church of the Living God are also to be co-laborers with Christ. We are members of his mystical body. He is the head, controlling all the members of the body. Jesus himself, in his infinite mercy, is working on human hearts, effecting spiritual transformations so amazing that angels look on with astonishment and joy. The same unselfish love that characterizes the Master is seen in the character and life of his true followers. Christ expects that men will become partakers of his divine nature while in this world, thus not only reflecting his glory to the praise of God, but illumining the darkness of the world with the radiance of heaven. Thus will be fulfilled the words of Christ, "Ye are the light of the world." We are laborers together with God, stewards of the manifold grace of God. The knowledge of God's grace, the truths of his word, and temporal gifts as well, time and means, talents and influence, are all a trust from God to be employed to his glory and the salvation of men. Nothing can be more offensive to God, who is constantly bestowing his gifts upon man, than to see him selfishly grasping these gifts and making no returns to the giver. Jesus is today in heaven preparing mansions for those who love him. Yes, more than mansions, a kingdom which is to be ours. But all who shall inherit these blessings must be partakers of the self-denial and self-sacrifice of Christ for the good of others. Never was there greater need of earnest, self-sacrificing labor in the cause of Christ than now, when the hours of probation are fast closing and the last message of mercy is to be given to the world. My soul is stirred within me as the Macedonian cry comes from every direction, from the cities and villages of our own land, from across the Atlantic and the broad Pacific, and from the islands of the sea. Come over and help us. Brethren and sisters, will you answer the cry, saying, "We will do our best, both in sending you missionaries and money. We will deny ourselves in the embellishment of our houses, in the adornment of our persons, and in the gratification of appetite. We will give the means entrusted to us into the cause of God, and we will devote ourselves also unreservedly to his work. Let every dollar that you can spare be invested in the bank of heaven."